Please forgive the rain, heart dwellers. It's very noisy. I prayed for rain, and boy, is it raining. The Lord bless you, my precious, precious heart dwellers. By the way, I want to thank all those who have rallied and helped us get over a hump with our summer donations. Thank you so much. And pardon me for taking a bit of time here to get back to you with new messages. We were having a lot of technical difficulties, and the enemy got in there. And the Lord and the Holy Spirit showed us how to get out of it, which I surely appreciate, without having to take my computer in. So some time has elapsed between these messages. And this one is from the Feast of Saint Benedict, July 11th. Well, a lot of distractions. The dog having 11 puppies. That's always a joy. Only 8 nipples and 11 puppies, so that's fun. And we've been taking care of those little guys. They're so cute. They're sheepdogs. One's a Romanian sheepdog, and the other one is a German shepherd that wandered into the camp and decided he liked the girls. So we're going to have a lot of puppies. Well, in the midst of all these distractions and stressors, sometimes I stray a little bit. And one night, I spent too much time watching the shorts on YouTube. They are mesmerizing. And it is true that they're laced with a feel-good vibration. The Lord has said that so many times. So it's hard to put them down once you get started. So feeling very guilty the next morning when I woke up, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I know I've wasted time and been worthless yesterday. How do I get back into your flow? What is the matter with me? Am I running from you? Why did I waste this day? I have no one but myself to blame. I frittered the time away on YouTubes, although that one story, a soldier named, well, she was a pilot, named Claire, saving the day, really inspired me. I don't have any excuse, Jesus. I feel almost numb from my bad behavior. Hey guys, have you ever felt that way? Well, you're going to see how he handles it. I want to repent. You were too good to me. And is this how I repay you? Where's my obedience and work ethic? The Lord began. He said, sometimes real life is too painful and exhausting, and you want to escape. I don't blame you, beloved one. It is true, you are very weak. And what I forgot to mention at the beginning is there were some issues with a married couple and with others, and we wanted to be there for them to counsel through them and get them straightened out. And someone was going out on assignment off to Canada to do the Lord's work. So there were a lot of distractions, and I guess you could call it setbacks, because when you lose a person, the duties that they do, they're gone. And we all have to make up for it. And we're a small community, usually not more than 12. But it's beautiful. When people go out on assignment, that opens up the way for new people to come. And I'm excited about that because the Lord is going to send us more. He's told us he's got true vocations, people who are honest, hardworking, and willing to deal with their faults and be formed into the image the Lord has for them. And I'll tell you, I am very scrupulous about how I do that, no matter what it costs me. If they're being sent out and the Lord confirms it, I want them to go. I don't want them to stay. We always, always want to do God's will, always, and never be selfish or self-centered and want our own will. No matter how much we love them and enjoy them, the most important thing is to fulfill the will of God. And I depend hugely on them to know the times and the seasons And then I pray and confirm it. And if the Lord confirms it to me that they need to go out, we take care of it. We make sure they get to go. So that, I guess you could say, has been very draining and exhausting. Getting back to the message, the Lord said sometimes real life is too painful and exhausting, and you want to escape. And I don't blame you, beloved one. It is true, you are very weak. Please, Lord, I do not want to stand on my own strength. You are far too lenient and understanding with me. What do you think? He said, I'm going to chastise you for wanting to escape from the pressures in your life. Just don't make a habit of it. I understand you much better than you understand yourself. In other words, he knows when I need a break, and he's not begrudging me that. The pressures are real. You are older, in my 80th year. I am not so well wired to handle the constant strain of managing adult children. But you have done remarkably well, nonetheless, because you cleave to me and want my heart for them. I know there are two that are a real cross for you, but I have given you the understanding to help them. It is just imperative that you love them and hate the demons manipulating them. There were very early injuries to one of the partners in their soul as a child. And a lot of times these things pop up in marriage, and the enemy knows just how to work it. And I said, oh Lord, I need your help for this. And he answered, did you think I would leave you on your own? Have I ever given you a task without the grace to manage it according to my plan? I feel on my own, Lord, but I am guiding you in many ways, beloved. You are not alone, and you have a great ally in St. Seraphim and St. Joseph of Cupertino, as well as St. Joseph, my foster father. He is also with you, and Padre Pio, Pope John Paul II, and St. Benedict, and so many more you've forgotten about. Well, St. Benedict did show up on the Feast of St. Benedict. I didn't realize it was his feast day, but he showed up and he said, I want to help you. And I could sure use help with all the covens around here. So I was thrilled, and he really has made a big splash and wiped away a lot of corruption from the enemy. At that moment, I thought of St. Therese of Lisieux. Oh, St. Therese, you are the novice mistress. Please help me to do, think, and feel what is right in God's eyes for each of these precious ones. I know I lack the necessary virtues, but may I count on you to direct me in how to love and guide such as these? I'm telling you, dear ones, that great cloud of witnesses is absolutely essential in our lives. Jesus continued, and let me say this, if Jesus can communicate with me the way he does, then every soul in heaven can do the very same thing. And of course, the demons can do it too. So discernment is the first order of the day, learning discernment, learning about yourself, who you are, how you operate, how you tend to work things so they'll come out the way you want them to, all that has to go. We have to be completely open to God's will and not put any barriers up for him, but do exactly what he asks us to do when he asks us to do it. And the couples and the single sisters and brothers here, all of them get formation and direction just about every day. We have prayer in the morning, Mass, which goes 2 to 3 hours, and at night, which goes another 2 to 3 hours. And during that time, the Holy Spirit speaks to different ones in the community, including myself, and we share the messages so they can get a handle on what's going on, What are the dynamics that are coming to bear against us? What are our weaknesses that God is exposing? And I'm absolutely scrupulous about honesty. I really do want my brothers and sisters to be honest about what's going on and not to be afraid that they won't be loved anymore because they have a certain problem. No, the problem is Satan counts on the fact that people are ashamed of themselves. They count on it. And so people don't share certain things because they're ashamed of it. But all of us have the same issues. And as the community matures, we all learn to be honest about what we're going through and to be the vessel, the fine vessel that's fit for the King's table. We want to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us through our readings. He speaks to us through the bread box cards that we pull and that we have. He speaks to us in dreams. And he speaks to us in prophecy. And every day on this mountain is full of all those. The Lord helps us to be formed according to his specifications for each one of us. We're all different, but you know, we seem to deal with the same problems a lot. And I've also noticed that the witches tend to loose a certain dynamic against us, and all of Heart Dwellers has the same issue in the same day, just like they curse the whole world with the same issues. And people are going through the similar sufferings all over the world. The Lord has made it so clear to me that we are saving souls just by honoring him, praying and offering the sacrifice of transparency, honesty, courage, and self-control directed by the Holy Spirit. The Lord reveals these things to us every single day. And I have to tell you, the souls, before they go out on mission, they are very well prepared and very much aware of the enemy's tactics. I also want to credit Jennifer Lee Claire with the teachings that she has. The Lord has told us she's like a mother to us. Her teachings are absolutely wonderful and spirit-filled. So when we have an issue, be it jealousy, be it sensuality, be it selfishness, not being able to get into the projects that God has assigned us, many times we'll use her teachings to keep us on the straight and narrow. I highly recommend you listen to her every single day. She's anointed of God and absolutely essential for this time in history, when Nibiru is offloading more demons onto our planet. More than ever before, we're under attack from demons with this star system, the twin star system. Nemesis is the dark star, and then several planets, Nibiru being one of them. And the Lord has told me they are prison planets for demons, and when they get close, it's just a hop, jump, and a skip onto Earth. And that's where our battles lie. But we are learning. We're learning about ourselves, and we're learning about the enemy's tactics. Thanks be to God. He is so faithful. If I don't see it, someone else brings it up. If they don't see it, another person brings it up. And we discern it together. It helps us to move forward. When I began my walk, I didn't have this kind of discernment. I didn't have a group to discern with me and to pray for me. I was very solitary, so it's been a very long, hard journey for me. I didn't trust pastors. I didn't trust people. And anyone who comes here, you know, goes through a period of probation, but most people don't want to be here unless they're dead serious about their walk with the Lord and they want to change. They want the higher things in life, and they're willing to sacrifice to have them. Okay, moving on. So Jesus continued. He said, "You're also weak and tired, but if you continue in faith, all you need will be supplied to you." my sweet one, when you stray, I even guide you to look at those things that will build character. There are many virtuous men and women to act as models of fortitude, grit, and loyal beyond the call of duty, perseverance. I like it when you learn from them, even if they are only fictional characters or renamed anonymous warriors. And what he's talking about here is some of the stories of the lady warriors, lady F-16 pilot warriors, and one in particular that really touched my heart. She ran up against an awful lot of discrimination as a woman, but she overcame it and acquired an important place in the Air Force. And I love to hear those stories. Some of them are concocted and some of them are real. I don't care. They're very inspiring, but I don't want to get hooked on them. So when I was having a very hard day, I listened to some of those stories and the Lord guided me to them to give me courage. Look, she was able to do it. You can do it too. The truth is, the Lord continued, you have much in common with them in a way. They are like the mentors to you, so they are a good choice when you've reached burnout and rock bottom. However, a little goes a long way. Do not allow them to dominate your day. Claire, my precious one, cultivate a spirit of unflinching sacrifice for those I entrust to you. That is the heart posture of true heart dwellers. You cannot always do great things, but you can do little things with great love. And believe it or not, I always honor your little self-denials, like mixing flax or water in your food to dumb it down. Understand that caring, loving, and supporting them in prayer does take a toll. But I will always refill you when you've given your all. So do not be afraid to do just that. We are all with you, your great cloud of witnesses, and all three persons of the Holy Trinity, always. Sometimes we make arrangements. Sometimes we counsel. Sometimes we anoint you with special wisdom. But we are all carrying you in our hearts as you approach the finish line. By the way, as you're doing now, call on us, count on us, give it your all, and together we will have a great victory for the body. Now, I want to make one thing clear here, and that I'm not anyone special. I'm just willing. So if you have any illusions about me being saintly, you better toss those in the trash because I struggle a lot with a lot of faults. But the Lord helps me through it. And the only reason I share these intimate conversations with you is so that you will believe that He can do the same and even more for you. That's the whole point. You see, so much has been stripped from my body by men trying to please men so they can grow their constituency and expand their influence. They did it with Martin Luther and many other so-called reformers. Yeah, they rode on Martin Luther's coattails for their own personal interests and made a whole lot of changes that were totally unnecessary and were not in Martin Luther's heart to make. He prayed the rosary, and the Blessed Virgin was an intercessor for him. Each had something special to bring into my body, each cloud of witnesses. As we, my church, approach the end, I take what is best from each and add those virtues to her. And when I return, I will bring you all together to expand the wisdom of my church for you. All have something vital to contribute. However, the corrupted scribes and Pharisees will remain outside and have no part in raising up my body until they reform their own ways and realize that I am a God of love and unity, not quarreling, competition, and vying for positions. You will have a part to play, my love, for truly heart dwellers are forerunners of the model for my resurrected church. Take courage, Claire. I know how tired you are, even though the fire still burns in your heart to see it all come together under my headship. Interestingly enough, when Ezekiel and I were ordained, the banner for our shield states, "Repair the breach," and it's about bringing all the churches together. Not the New World Order way, nothing like that, but the legitimate churches, bringing them together and allowing cross-pollination for the different strains. Each strain of the church has beautiful teachings that should be replicated by others. And God is going to cross-pollinate all the Christians that have brought forth from the Holy Spirit beautiful doctrines and beautiful ways of understanding our walk. Run the race, my bride. Do not allow this daunting task to overwhelm you. I promise you many helpers, all in one accord with my purposes. The world is going to change in such a way that everyone will be crying for reform. And this is what Heart Dwellers is being prepared for. And I pondered that, what he was saying, and I believed him. And because he's been saying it to me for a very long time. And when I did that, he said, "Wow, that's my girl. You're beginning to get the picture. You are not on your own. We are doing this together. Amen."